USDA announced back in May that an investment of up to $235 million was going to be made to improve the nation's water quality, combat drought, enhance soil health, support wildlife habitat, and protect agricultural viability. Steve Musser, assistant state conservationist with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama, says the funding is being made through RCPP, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. But pre-proposals for 26 funding are due July the 8th.
The Regional Conservationist Partnership Program is a grant program that entities, nonprofits, universities, and so forth apply for funding to go to private landowners to implement conservation practices on private land like irrigation efficiency. The Farm Bill came out in 14, but they really didn't get everything ready until 15. So they had 14 and 15 funding, and they made it available for all partners throughout the country to apply for an RCPP grant for funding. You can apply for the financial assistance, and the entity can apply for technical assistance. So now that those have been funded, they've come up with the 16 funding. So we're now taking applications through the Department of Agriculture, NRCS. You can go to our national website, and the applications are online, and entities can apply for an RCPP project in their state under the state category, under the national category, and then there's the regional type program they can apply under. If it's the regional one, it has to relate to a critical conservation area like longleaf pine. The way it works is you submit a pre-proposal, which is a two-pager. You submit that by July the 8th. And then what happens is they review the pre-proposals, the two-pagers. Within a month or so, they let you know then if it's accepted. Then you submit the full proposal, the 60-page document with all the data, and then they consider that for funding to determine if you get funding. So it would pretty probably be August or September before they determine who really gets funded for 16. But that's the process that any entity or any nonprofit would want to go through to apply for their own RCPP project.
If interested in making a pre-proposal for RCPP, again, it must be in by July 8th, 2015. For more information, contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.